listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Revelation 7, verses 16 and 17. This is a continuation of the passage we looked at yesterday. The one on the throne will pitch his tent there for them. No more hunger, no more thirst, no more scorching heat. The Lamb on the throne will shepherd them, will lead them to springs of waters of life, and God will wipe every last tear from their eyes. This first line of the passage uses a very unusual word, pitch his tent. Other translations speak of dwelling, but the original Greek is much closer to somebody putting up a tent. With it, all kinds of connotations become apparent. The first time God pitched his tent was in the wilderness, when he commanded Moses to build a tabernacle. That was an unheard event, that God, who lives in heaven, who dwells in heaven, would decide to find a place among mortal and sinful creatures. Because of that, if you read, for example, in Leviticus, there's all kinds of precautions that were necessary regarding who was allowed to draw near, when he was allowed to draw near, and how far, because God's presence is described as a devouring fire and coming near in an impure state or without authorization was mortally dangerous. The second time this term pitching a tent is used in John 1 when it says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, or again, as it literally says, pitched his tent among us. The incarnation is the ultimate form in which God makes himself present to sinful men. And now here again, God's presence is there, fully disclosed, and with no restrictions for humans to approach. As Paul says, let us approach the throne of grace freely. Subsequently, as we said yesterday, any pain or even memory of pain will be wiped away. A tremendous image, but also a reality we can look forward to. Let us today have our imagination run wild and ponder this beautiful image.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.